Welcome to morning prayer on Friday, the 21st of August. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, and be glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountain are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have moulded the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts at Meribah, or that day at Massah in the wilderness, when your forebears tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my works. 40 years long I detested that generation and said, this people are wayward in their hearts, they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 55. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Hear my prayer, O God. Hide not yourself from my petition. Give heed to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaining. I am alarmed at the voice of the enemy and at the clamour of the wicked. For they would bring down evil upon me, and are set against me in fury. My heart is disquieted with me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and a horrible dread has overwhelmed me. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Then would I flee far away and make my lodging in the wilderness. I would make haste to escape from the stormy wind and tempest. Confuse their tongues, O Lord, and divide them, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they will go about on her walls. Mischief and trouble are in her midst. Wickedness walks in her streets. Oppression and guile never leave her squares. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. For it was not an open enemy that reviled me, for then I could have borne it. Nor was it my adversary that puffed himself up against me, for then I would have hid myself from him. But it was even you, one like myself, my companion and my own familiar friend. We took sweet counsel together and walked with the multitude in the house of God. Let death come suddenly upon them, let them go down alive to the pit. For wickedness inhabits their dwellings, their very hearts. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will deliver me. In the evening and morning and at noonday, I will pray and make my supplication, and he shall hear my voice. He shall redeem my soul in peace from the battle waged against me. For many have come upon me. God, who is enthroned of old, will hear and bring them down. They will not repent, for they have no fear of God. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. My companion stretched out his hand against his friend and has broken his covenant. His speech was softer than butter, though war was in his heart. His words were smoother than oil, yet they are naked swords. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you, and will not let the righteous fall forever. But those that are bloodthirsty and deceitful, O God, you will bring down to the pit of destruction. They shall not live out half their days, but my trust shall be in you, O Lord. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Lord, in all times of fear and dread, grant that we may so cast our burdens upon you, that you may bear us on the holy wings of the Spirit, to the stronghold of your peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Forsake me not, O Lord, and be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord, and be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord, and be not far from me, O my God. Let us pray. Good morning, Lord. Today's a new day, a chance for a new start. Yesterday is gone, and with it any regrets, mistakes, or failures I may have experienced. It's a good day to be glad and give thanks, and I do, Lord. Thank you for today. A new opportunity to love, give, and be all that you want me to be. Amen. Loving Lord, give us the courage to reach out in new ways with the good news of your love. As we travel in new directions, help us to be always alert to the prompting of your Spirit, always aware of your presence, and open to the needs of those we encounter on the way. As we seek to be witnesses to your love, help us to be a blessing to all those that we meet on our journeying. Amen. As our Saviour has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.